Yeah, it just so happened that just at the time we were doing this symposium, we were about to execute a survey of 25 GI clinical investigators across the country. And we asked them, what's your first line therapy? And most of them said Atezo Bev. Even when we put older patients, when we started to factor in liver dysfunction, some of them started to back away, talk more about lenvatinib. How do you think that's going to play out? And what do we know about Atezo Bev or this kind of strategy in patients with liver dysfunction?
Well, I think that this is really important. I mean, from the IMbrave150 data, we know that it does appear safer than sorafenib. There's less grade 3, 4, 5 toxicity with the combination. There is a delay in clinical deterioration based on quality of life, and we heard those data at GI ASCO. So this, though, is selected to a very fit population, the Child's Pugh A, liver functionality, and also very robust patients. Most of these patients, as part of the trial, had to be in excellent physical shape. All of them had to have had a screening endoscopy at some point within the prior few months, assuring no active bleeding or concern for bleeding, as bevacizumab can certainly increase that risk.
Could I just ask you about that one factor? Because it kind of surprised me a little bit. I mean, normally, for example, if you weren't giving Bev, you wouldn't be doing endoscopy, would you? And somebody who's not bleeding or anything?
Right. So what drove me, and I'm curious to see what others would do here, and I'm not sure how my practice will continue. It'll wait for the evolution of the data. But, the original phase II study of bevacizumab that was led by Abby Siegel at Columbia, and this is reported, initially there were some upper GI bleeds, and the study had to be amended to basically screen patients for varices and to assure there wasn't a troubling risk or a higher risk of bleeding. And so I think for me, the data are early and, it's not yet an FDA-approved combination. I'd like to see a little more data on its safety and the cirrhotic, the bleeding risks as well, more data on that. And if I do treat patients which are off-label in select instances, I'm very cautious about cardiovascular complication and bleeding risk from bevacizumab.
Yeah, that's a really good point.